Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Scott Capurro is going to stop by. So we're very excited to speak with him this morning. It's exciting news. I haven't talked to him in forever. Right now, though, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account to see what's happening on the station. See Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day, V Hale's Happy Hour, and Jane's Musical Adventures, all at the Alice973 Instagram.
Woo!
And apparently V Hale's a happy hour girl, like every day. All the time.
Not just on our happy hour. She's right. She seems well into her own by the time we talk to her.
I haven't gotten to, anyway. Let's see. So here's what's happening. I'll begin with the weather. First of all, we had significant hailstorms yesterday here in the Bay Area. There was what appeared to be snow falling. It was hail, and it hurt people. Twin Peaks got hail. Santa Rosa got it all. Significant hailstorms and heavy downpours were impacting road travel. Lots, multiple car crashes. In the Bay Area yesterday. So that's unfortunate. And some people are waking up this morning to some overnight snow if you were at the right elevation. But for today, we've got mellowing rain and may even see some sun breaks later. So that's good. What are you laughing at, Bryn?
Nothing. Sorry, I was playing with my soundbite thing. That's all. I'm smiling.
He's just having a good day.
I'm just happy to be here. All right. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Maybe he's smiling because it was 75 and sunny in Millbrae yesterday. Could that be it?
I don't know, but we have enough problems with audio around here. When I look up and see everyone smiling, I'm like, oh no, nobody can hear me.
Did I drop out again?
Great.
No, you sound
good.
Oh
my God.
All right, so mellowing rain, sun later today, and don't forget this weekend time changes. Ooh. I have a story on that, but I'm not going to get into it yet. I'll also mention that Biden speaks tonight. Mm-hmm. So President Biden will be on at 5 p.m. The plan is to talk about what we've been through and where we're going. So he says here, I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response and explain what we will do as a government and what we will ask of the American people. So that's tonight at 5 o'clock. Back to the weather we experienced yesterday. A FedEx driver, this is in Truckee, I think. Yeah, Truckee. A FedEx driver is being hailed as a hero by police after he jumped into freezing water to save a woman who'd crashed her car.
Oh, my God.
Brandon Ault said he was just getting started on his delivery route when that goes through Truckee on Monday when the car in front of him veered off the road and into the river below. This was yesterday.
Oh my God.
As I was following her, she was weaving in and out of the lane, he said. She almost hit two vehicles that were coming in the opposite direction. They were traveling on River Road, a winding road that offers a scenic view of the area in Truckee.
I am very familiar with River Road.
That's the river is an outlet of Lake Tahoe. So it's a biggie.
It's the Truckee River.
Yeah. So you know it.
I'm very familiar with River Road. That is
One wrong move and there's not much separating you but between the roadway and the river.
Look at that. That is it, and it is flowing.
She's in. She's in up to the windows.
Yeah, so clearly it's not super deep right there because the car seems to be sitting on the bottom of the lake, but it's, or sorry, the river, but it's, you know, yeah, right up to, I mean, that is, she's definitely going to freeze. Mm-hmm. It's freezing. And what was, oh, well, maybe you'll get to that. Sorry.
Yes, I'm about to tell you that. So what happened that made the driver fly off the road into the river and cause a bystander to leap into action into the freezing water to save her life? The driver of the car was distracted by her phone, according to police. She told them, I was going to call a family member and sing happy birthday. And I guess I couldn't wait. While
and,
on an
and
icy
I'd been
road.
Weaving around the whole time anyway. This guy had been following her. That's, you know, there it is in a nutshell. Please stop doing that, everyone. Please stop it. It can wait.
He pulled his SUV over to the side of the road, threw his hazard lights on, slid down the embankment, trudged through the icy waters to help the woman stuck in her submerging vehicle. Of course, anyone, if you've watched anything, you can't just open the doors. There's water pressure there.
No, so. Right.
It was a whole process to get her out and to safely to the side of the road. You know, that's one of those things. In the moment, you're just trying to help a human being. If she had said, I was just trying to make a phone call, I could almost see him going, you know what? Stay there. You should stay there. I'll keep an eye on you from here. But nah, you stay there and you be wet and freezing because I'm going to just watch and I'll make a call.
I'm not going to get hypothermia over this.
Yeah, that's just... So anyway, this guy is a hero. It was heroic, despite the fact that she's booing herself.
Mm. But that's often the case, isn't it? Well, I hope that she gets in a lot... I hope she has to pay for the whole getting her car out of there and is fined for using her... You're not supposed to do that. Hands-free, people.
Right. Speaking of freezing cold...
Yes.
Times are changing, we're evolving, and yet, somehow, men are still drooling dum-dums.
Yeah, that's weird. I've noticed that.
A new study out of State University of New York at Oswego found that if a woman wants a man to do her a favor, there's pretty much nothing more effective than having a pointy shirt.
Ha! Huh. A pointy shirt will do it.
As if it's cold, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That seems to be, and you were on this as a very young lady, it seems.
Yeah, I noticed that I got a lot of attention for that.
Uh-huh. Researchers, well, I won't bother you with the...
That car has its high beams on.
With all the details, but the men who's... They say here... A man would pretty much do anything a woman asked if she had
a pointy shirt.
Including lending her $100, even though he's never met her. A total stranger. Here's $100. Can I borrow $100? Yes.
I'm sorry. What was the question again? Because whatever I agreed to, I'm still totally into it. I just forget already.
So...
Just pointy
Nothing's
shirt.
Changed after all these years, after all.
It's why still... women can't walk around topless. You know, women who are just like, we want to walk around topless too, but just like the men. It's like, well, you know, the problem is men.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That is so often the case.
And by the way, the opposite is true for other women. Women were less likely to... Researchers found that women were less likely to say they'd do favors for perked up women in the
photos. Yeah, their competition is somehow.
Apparently. You wouldn't think so.
You know, frankly, I always look at girls' boobs. I'm not particularly lesbionic, but, you know, I really like boobs. And I think that I'm as likely to drive off the road if a lady's walking down the street topless next to a topless guy as a guy is. We're very distracted by those things. They are. A thing.
I don't know what anyone can say in anymore, but I'm still very. I find
boobs are cool.
Form,
they make you drool.
Well, I'd think of even more. I just think there's something artful about women. I'd find it both artful and beautiful.
I agree with
in
that.
Every way.
The
I don't
female
know how to,
form.
Any
is,
other way to say it?
We are certainly programmed to appreciate that.
I like you a lot.
Okay.
Here's another story.
All right, I'm ready.
There's a 22-year-old woman. She anonymously posted a story on Reddit about how her three-year relationship ended recently when her 24-year-old boyfriend noticed how she was making a lot of suspiciously long trips out of the house. So he's like, tick, tick, what's going on?
I think you
keep
up
splitting,
yeah,
disappearing, and not coming back for a while. And I want to know what's up. He confronted her last week for cheating on him, and he didn't even allow her to explain. He just said, that's it. We're breaking up.
We're done.
She told him what was really happening.
Uh-oh.
He's a vegan, and she's been sneaking out to eat hamburgers.
Oh.
So she's cheating on, well, she's still cheating on him. I don't care. All right, so it's a ham, it's a cow, but it's still cheating.
He didn't believe her. Oh, the old McDonald's run gag. Yeah, I'm a big dummy, right? So he didn't believe it, and she didn't know how to prove it, so they're broken up. She says, I never thought my relationship would end over something so stupid, but...
Well, look, you vegans are very difficult people. I mean, you're better off without that guy, let's face it. I'm a vegan now.
The reason I found that story funny is because at my house we have pretty strict dietary restrictions.
They're feeling the pain.
They are real. And we will stay up sometimes late at night to eat so that the people who can't eat that stuff don't have to watch it happen. I know the feeling. You find yourself going, I don't want to eat that. I just don't. I'd want to go eat
cheese
something
with
else.
Vegan butter on vegan bread, vegan hot sauce. Forget it. Just
want to
please
eat freely for a second, right. Fill my tummy and move on with my life. My
exactly.
God, man.
And I hate rice pasta.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's not, in case someone's listening. Sure. I don't want no trouble. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Let's see. Vin, the other day you said auto shop isn't offered in high school. Not true. My grandson is in auto. A great stepping stone to a six-figure career.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's good.
Right.
It's got to be very different than the auto shop. The auto shop I grew up with was about old cars that you could. Now it's
change
about
all
knowing
the
computer, right?
Right. I'm sure they learn those computer diagnostic systems.
Right. They plug in the thing to the computer of the car and then...
Sure. But then they do have to, once they figure out what's wrong, they've got to fix it.
They got to pull the wrench up for sure, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole
lot to
all
the covering, the plastic coverings.
Ugh. These are like, you know, automotive nerds. That's what they are. It should be automotive nerd class.
That's just a mechanic nowadays. That's the.
I can't remember the dude's name, but I still remember some of the stuff he used to tell us in auto shop. One of them was, you know, you should drive your car for more than 2 minutes to school. Like, you got to warm that thing up. It's bad for the engine. Like, there's these little things that still ring in my head that he used to tell us. And I'm all right. I'm going to go around the block 5 times.
Yeah. My car died in the driveway recently. And I don't know.
Did you really tow that out of there?
I haven't towed it yet. It's just sitting there. It's a block. It's a big, giant sneaker in my driveway.
And there's no way to jump that thing or spark that thing.
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, John's going to figure it out. I leave it all to John.
I have the same car. I have the same exact problem.
Why did yours die?
Because it wasn't driven. It was sitting there for I don't know how many months before I tried to start it up. And there's basically, you know how the car is one big battery underneath the chassis.
Yes.
There's a small little battery in front that runs all your stuff inside, your accessories.
And probably
so you just kick that? Is that what you do?
I replaced it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you talk to John about it? Because really, that thing needs to get out of the driveway.
I did.
And no one can drive it. So
you guys are freaking out when the alarm was going off that one day, running in circles.
The alarm's going off. We can't turn off the alarm. Yeah, like chickens with our heads kind of running around. Like, oh, God. Oh,
ah. And I'm sitting there, like, on the Zoom through the Comrex saying, guys, just replace the battery or charge the battery or jump the thing or something.
Well, here's the problem, though. We were locked out of the car. The alarm's going off. We can't open anything up. And he's telling us, oh, just plug the thing. We're like, we can't open it.
There's a latch.
Yeah, have to be able to get the door open to do the latch and the whatever electronics open the doors.
There's a key on your fob that you pull out and you.
Well,
anyway,
we got there, but still, we didn't know.
510 would like to talk.
All right.
510 says, I'm a woman and I will for sure look at some boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to look away.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the female form, it's
hot.
Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Disney Plus is killing it, like years ahead of where they thought they would be. And the guy trying to give away all his money somehow got $13 billion richer this past year.
Of course he did.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.